They went back another way into their country. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, in Norway, which is a country in Northern Europe, they celebrate today the feast of a Norwegian saint. His name is Saint Thorfinn. He lived in the 13th century Norway and was the bishop of the ancient diocese of Hamar. In the Epiphany Gospel read today, the evil King Herod tried to trick the three wise men to lead him to baby Jesus. And in kind of a similar way, during the time of good Bishop Thorfinn, there ruled an evil king in Norway named Erik. And this evil king tried to become a ruler of the Church of Jesus by trying to get only the people who supported him to become bishops. It was for this reason that several Norwegian bishops had to escape their home country, Norway, and, like the Magi, go back another way into exile. So also Saint Thorfinn, because he said that king had no rights which go on beyond God's, Saint Thorfinn was banished from his see. After many hardships, including shipwreck, he made his way to an old Cistercian abbey in Flanders. There, when he saw death approaching, he made his will. He himself had very little to leave, but that what he had, he divided between his mother, his brothers and sisters, and to charities. He died shortly after, on January 8, 1285. More than 50 years later, when some construction work was being done in the monastery, Saint Thorfinn's tomb was opened. An old monk who had remembered his virtues had written a poem about him, which was still hanging above the tomb and which was discovered, and again the great virtues of this saint were discovered. Children, most of us live ordinary lives. We go to school, work, we play, we read, and so on. It does not really seem like much, but in our Heavenly Father's eyes, it's more than if we were a king or queen. We don't need to perform mighty deeds to get to heaven. We just have to do what we are called to do, that is called a vocation, no matter how insignificant that might seem. This poem I mentioned you, hanging above the tomb of Saint Thorfinn, and which was discovered, truly shows this. In it, this today's saint is not described as a mighty and powerful man who worked wonders and miracles. In the poem, he appears as a kind, patient, and generous man. He had a very peaceful appearance, but this mild exterior covered a great soul. This saint of God, who was humble as a lamb, became courageous lion in the face of whatever he saw to be evil and ungodly. And because of this firm and faithful following of Jesus, he lost his office as a bishop. Furthermore, he had to die far away from home because of the persecution of an evil king. But all these obstacles did not stop Saint Thorfinn of becoming a saint. He was redeemed by the precious blood of his Savior, Jesus, so nothing else really mattered to him. And also us, we should never be the same after we have seen Jesus to be born. This child in the crib is God, and he was born for our sakes. So children, we too must return to our homes in another way, humble and virtuous way. If I have ever been bad or naughty before, now, because of the vocation from baby Jesus, now I want to become his saint. It's only 1 month until the start of Lent, so in the midst of all things which keep us busy, like school and chores, it's a good idea to start to think, what things could I give up for my annual big penance? And the best things to give up would be all kinds of bad thoughts, like envy and anger, and bad deeds, like laziness and evil words. Let us go another way today into this new year, the way of serving baby Jesus and staying away from the dangerous paths of sin. God bless you. In the name of the Father and of the Son.